Begin the current Daf Masechet Ksuvos, Daf Dalet. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Daf. And that is, the Gemara had introduced a Braisa, which was the source for this halacha of Shaktu. And that is, although our Mishnah said that a Besula is Nisus L'Yem Revi on a Wednesday, because so he can get up the next morning and complain about Tainus Besula Min Bazdin, but that would only explain why it's on Wednesday and let's say not on Thursday or on Monday. However, he can get married on Sunday too, because Bezin is open not just on Thursday, but on Monday too. So that's what the Gemara brought from a price that says is another reason why it has to be on Wednesday, not Sunday, is because what's called Shaktu, that the sages were diligent to make sure that the wedding would be as exactly as perfect as the bride wants it, which would mandate the groom to prepare 3 days before the wedding, which is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then getting married on Wednesday. Now, in that Braisa, which was brought, the Braisa said, although the halacha requires, as our Mishnah says, to get married on Wednesday, but if there's danger, as we explained, which was Boy Leg Mitchila, they were allowed to do the wedding on Tuesday, and if it's because of Einus, because of their being coerced, is something beyond their control, so then they were able to even do the wedding on Monday. So the Gemara says, what's Einus? So the Gemara had two interpretations. One was that because the general of the army is coming on Wednesday, he's going to grab away all the food of the wedding, so he can't do it on Wednesday, and neither can you do it on Tuesday because all his men come and his cooks and everyone come the day before to prepare for him, and if the wedding is going to be on Tuesday, they're going to grab away all the food then, therefore you could do it even the day before on Monday. So although there's shaktu, but what are you going to do? There's an einus. The second interpretation of the Gemara was that the einus is that either the father of the chasen or the mother of the kala dies. So even if they die on Monday, which is severely going to be limiting this takan of shaktu, which instead of having 3 days of preparations, you're only going to have one of Sunday, doesn't make a difference, as we find that there is such a dispensation where generally if someone dies, we go ahead and quickly do the levaya, but because there's going to be such a great loss of the wedding, because only the father of the chasen is competent enough to prepare the food for the wedding, and the mother kala to prepare all the cosmetics, so therefore, if one of those two are the ones that passed away, and it's going to, they're not going to be able to have it exactly as it is after their levaya, so first they put the mace in the side room, they go ahead, chasen kala go to the chuppah, have bilas mitzvah, then they bury, and then they could consummate their relationship, meaning they continue having shivas yemei mishta, then shivas yemei avelis, and as the Gemara will explain all these different components of this braisa on this daf. And that's where the Gemara continues explaining this, that Amar Rav from Rav Papa, Amar Rav Chizda, he explains from this braisa that lo yishanu, we didn't learn that, which is, again, was the second interpretation of oinus, that we allow to get married even on Monday, and moreover that we said that we don't bury the corpse right away. We first go ahead and we put them in the side room and we go on with the wedding, because again, as we said, the great loss that no one can make up for it, because the main people are the father of the chasen and the mother of the kala. That's ela shenasin mayim agabe baser. That's only if the water was already placed on top of the meat, which was part of the process of it getting ready for consumption, where then you can't sell it anymore in the stores because it's already been processed. So therefore, if the wedding's not going to go ahead and they have to push it off until after the whole Shiva and whatnot, then it's going to be a great loss. So then we said, so you put the mace on the side and you go ahead with the wedding. But if you didn't put water yet on the meat is just cut up and it's been slaughtered, but nothing further has been processed, then it's daven, it could be sold. And since it could be sold, there won't be a loss, meaning they'll still be able to have the wedding even after the father of the chasen passed away, and therefore then you can't go ahead and just put the mace in the side room. You would have to go ahead with the levaya, with the shiva, and then only afterwards have the wedding, because you'll have all the resources for the wedding afterwards, because you could just sell it and then you'll be able to purchase it back. Now, however, Amar Rava, he qualifies this halacha of Rav Chizda. He says that ubekrach, in a metropolitan, meaning in a large city where there's many people and there's many consumers, then even if you already put water on the meat, it's already been processed, it's not going to last that long, you could still sell it. There's always people that are ready to buy. And therefore, even in such a case, you actually can't put the mace b'cheder acher because it's not going to be the loss and you can go ahead with levaya. Now, Amar Rav Papa says, moreover, he qualifies halacha. He says, ubikfar, in a village, which is a small town place, that even if you didn't put water on the meat, but since it was slaughtered, it's okay, it could last longer, but still you're not going to have that many people that are purchasing. Well, once in the blue moon you have a wedding, there's so few people, and therefore even then that you didn't put the water, you could still put the meis b'cheder acher, because it's going to be a loss even if you didn't put the water on. Now, so the Gemara asked, once you have Rava and Rav Papa qualifying the halacha of Rav Chisda. So then the question is, Ve'elad Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda's halacha that he differentiated between whether you put on water on the meat or not, Hecha Mishkachas law. Where do you have such a division? You don't have it by a krach, because we said that it's not going to be a loss by a krach even if you put on water. And you don't have it by a village, by a kfar either, because we said even if you didn't put on the water, it's going to be a loss. So where does Rav Chisda's halacha pertain to? So Amar Vashi says, Kegoin Masa Machasya, like the town of Masa Machasya, De Mafka Mikrach U Mafka Mikfar, where it's not a village and it's not a city, meaning it's larger than the city, but it's larger than the village, but smaller than the city, somewhere in the middle, that's where it's like Rav Chisda said, it depends if you put on water or not, which would allow this dispensation for putting the mess b'cheder acham. As the Gemara says, Tanya Kavaseid Rav Chisda, we have a brisa that supports Rav Chisda, where, as we see clearly, the brisa illustrates this halacha of the previous brisa, that it's going to be a loss, and therefore you can go ahead with this, putting mes b'cheder achar, when you put the water on the meat. As the brisa says, Harisha yipita afuya, if they had the bread was baked, v'tivchei tivuach, the meat was slaughtered, v'yein nemozig, the wine was already diluted, v'nasen mayim gabi baser, besides having it slaughtered, they already put the water on the meat. So it's going to be a loss in all these cases. Umeis aviv shal chasna ima shal kala, and the father of the groom or the mother of the bride die. So machnis nas ameis lachadah, you put the corpse in the side room. Vesal chasna vesal kala l'chuppah, and the bride and groom go to the chuppah. Uboil bias mitzvah parish, and then they have the first bia of mitzvah, then they separate. V'noik shivas yimei hamishtah, then they have the sheva brachas, which are the 7 days of celebration. V'achyach noik shivas yimei havelis, and then they have what's called the shiva, the 7 days of mourning. And v'choleis na'yamim, and the brisa qualifies that all those days, the 14 days, the 7 days of sheva brachas, what it's commonly called sheva brachas, although sheva brachas are really the brachas, but that's what it's called, and the days of shiva, hu yashon ben anoshim, he sleeps amongst the men. V'ishto yashon ben anoshim, and his newly married wife sleeps with the women, they don't sleep in the same room together. And the brisa says, v'chei shapirsa ishto nida, the same halacha would apply if his bride became a nida, when they were coming to the chuppah, what's called a chuppas nida, where she was menstruating as they were coming to the chuppah. So, hu yashin ben anashim, he sleeps amongst the men, v'hi yashin ben anashim, and she sleeps amongst the women, and they're not trustworthy one with the other, that although generally a man and woman, when they're married, although there's a certain time of the month, certain periods when she's forbidden to him because she's a nida and sechiv karas, but they're trustworthy, they not to violate that iser. But here, with it, just newly married, and therefore he has to sleep separately. They cannot have yichud, be secluded together, because maybe they're going to violate the iser of nida. And the brisa concludes that ve'ein meinin tachshitim and akala kol yami lamadyim, that although there's halacha of avelis, that they have to accustom themselves, and that's why they're not allowed to have bia, and that's why we separate them regarding this first case of the father of the chasn or the mother kala dying. But the kala is allowed to wear her jewelry and her cosmetics for the shleishim, for those 30 days. Now the brisa concludes, but benkach u benkach, whether there's an einis or not an einis, doesn't make a difference what the circumstances were that caused it, but lo yivol, they cannot go ahead and do the first bia lo be'erev Shabbos, not on Friday night, because he's going to make a chabura, he's going to inflict a wound on her. In other words, that's a violation of slaughtering. Shechita is a violation of a malacha on Shabbos. The reason that is because the issur of shechita is that the animal, when you slice it, when you cut it, it's just killing it, but the blood is coming out from where it's absorbed in the animal. That's the same thing that happens with the harbasulim, that from the hymen, that when he goes ahead and does the first bia, separates those basulim, that makes the blood come out. That's a violation of a chabura. And b'lebe matzah Shabbos, neither can he do his first bia on matzah Shabbos, on the eve of Sunday, which the Gemara later will explain what's the reason, what would be a problem of having first bia on matzah Shabbos. Now, the Gemara continues explaining of the brisa that we quoted, which we have another brisa that similarly says the same idea, Zomamar. So he said that regarding if one of their relatives dies, either the mother's kala or the chasan's father, so it says that they go ahead and they put the relative in the side room, they go ahead, they have the first bia, then hu yashin bein hanoshim v'hi yishein bein hanoshim. So for the next 14 days, for the days of sheva brachas and the days of shiva, so he has to sleep separately with the men and she sleeps separately with the women. So that the Gemara says, Misayele, this that the Braisa says, that's forbidden for them to have intimacy, even during the days of the Shivas Yemei HaMishnah for the Sheva Brachas, which are essentially like a Yom Tiv for them. And if it's like a Yom Tiv, and that's why they don't have Shiva and they have the Sheva Brachas, so why is it forbidden for them to go ahead and have Tashmish? That supports Rabbi Yechanan. Because the Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he said, even though the halacha is that we do not have the different halachas, we're not noyig mourning on the Yom Tiv, which is what Sheva Brachas is for a Chas and Kala, but acts of privacy, which is not recognizable to people that the person is acting in mourning, that noyig, the person has to be noyig, has to custom themselves in those acts, and obviously intimacy no one else is knowing about, and therefore, although it's a Yom Tiv, they have to be noyig that halach of Avelis, and that's why they cannot go ahead and have Tashmish Amita. Now, the Gemara qualifies this halacha. Darsh Rabbi Yisrael Bered Ravi Mishmei Ravi says that Lo Yishanu, we didn't learn that they're not trustworthy one with the other. Meaning there's a halacha of Avelis that is forbidden for them to have Tashmish Amita, for them to cohabit. Now, but generally, husband and wife are permitted, even though there's a suspicion of violating halacha of Nida. So Ravi said that we didn't say that this husband and wife are not trustworthy of holding back of having Tashmish and to violate the Issa of Avelis. That's Ella Shalei Bol. It's only when they never yet had Bia together. So obviously, so that his Yetzer, his inclination is very strong for him to want to have Bia with her. That's where we said that then, okay, so then, although they're husband and wife, where generally they can stay together even when she's forbidden to him, but in this case, where the Avelis happened and that they didn't have it, that the halacha happened that they're forbidden to each other without ever having bia, so then they can't stay together. Avabal, but if they already had bia, then ishti yishenim, then his wife could sleep with him. In other words, that they are trustworthy. Even when there's that she's forbidden to him, it's okay because they're trustworthy one with the other. They're not going to violate the isra of them having tashmish, and they could be miyachad. They don't have to sleep in separate quarters. Now the Gemara wonders, how could Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rav, say such halacha? But v'ha'acha, but what's the case told about over here in the Brisa? Dibba ba'al askinon. We're talking about that they already had bia. That's what the Brisa said. The Brisa says that the father of the chasen, let's say, died. So they put him in a side room. They go to the chuppah. They have bias mitzvah before they ever buried his father. Yet still v'katani, but the Brisa tells us, hu yashin bein anoshim, v'yishin bein anoshim. He has to sleep separate and she has to sleep separate. So how can you say that the iser, when a man and women are forbidden with each other, that we're saying that, okay, they have to sleep separately, is only because they never had bia yet. So obviously it's a strong yitzer that he has to have bia with her. But if they already had bia, then they're trustworthy. But the case we're talking about is that they already had bia, and yet we still separate them. So the Gemara says, no. Ki kama, when did Rava say this qualification of loy shanu? In other words, that if they already had bia, that then they are trustworthy one with the other? That was only apirsa ishtei nida. That was only going on the second case. There were two cases this last Brisa spoke about. Spoke about the halacha that we spoke about in the previous Brisa, which was talking about the halacha of Avelis, when the father of the Chashan or the mother and Kala died. So there's a halachas of Avelis that are noyig even on their Yom Tiv of the Sheva Brachas because it's Dvar Mishra B'Tzina. But then there was another halacha, that of when she was Pirsa Nida, when she became a Nida. So that is what Rava said, that if they already had Bia, and then she became a Nida, that the husband is believed, he's trustworthy, and because he's, since the Isra of Nida is a very stringent Isra, that of the Isra of Karas, so if they already had Bia, so as we know, husband and wife, every 15 days of the month, he doesn't have to separate from her, because although she's a Nida, but since they already had Bia, and it's a stringent Isra, so they're trustworthy. But regarding the Isra of Avelis, which is only rabbinic, so though, yes, as we spoke in that Brisa, that they already had Bia, and then the Issa of Avelis started, but still, since Avelis is not such a stringent Isser, it's only rabbinic, therefore even though they had Bia, it's still going to be that we're suspicious that maybe they're going to violate the Isser, and therefore they have to sleep in separate quarters. Now the Gemara wonders, how can we say this, but Havachen Ketani, which the Gemara assumes that it seemed like it was comparing whatever halachas we spoke about regarding Avelis, the Brisa then says, V'chein, and the same thing applies to what? To halachav where Pirsa Ishta Nida, where his wife becomes a Nida. And now the case of Avelis was talking about that they already had Bia. And therefore, the same thing would sound like that by Nida also, that even where they had Bia, that they would not be believed. So how could Rabbah say that if they had Bia, then they would be believed? Okay, so you're qualifying that's by need and not by the case of Avelis. But it sounds like from the Brisa that V'chein is saying that it's whatever we said here applies to Nida. Now we said by Avelis, even if they had Bia, then they're not believed. So this sounds like the same thing should be by Nida too. And should become, when a wife becomes a Nida, so they have Tivus, they have desires one for the other. And it sounds like the same thing. Even when you had Bia, we should have to separate them. So how could Rabbah say that if they had Bia ready, that they don't have to separate? That the Gemara continues on Talmud Bay is that no. Hachi kama. What the Braisa was saying was that V'chein and also Misha Pirsa Ishtei Nida, that if his wife began menstruating V'loi Bal, and they didn't have Bia yet, which that's what Kol Chuppas Nida, that they got married, but they never were able to have Bia because she was a Nida at that time. So then although they're married, but they cannot sleep in isolation together because who yashem men anashim beishtei shein men anashim, he has to sleep with the men and she sleeps with the women again, because then they are suspected, because then it's really talk of yitzur because they never had bia yet before. Now as Rashi explains, meaning that although the Braisa says v'chein, it's only going on one component, one idea of the Braisa, which is when it said that he sleeps amongst the men and she sleeps among the women, and that is what it says. The same halacha will apply by Pirsa Ishtei Nida, but it's only talking about when they were not Baal. It's not totally like the case of Avelis, meaning the V'chein by Nida, that yes, it'll have the same halacha of sleeping separately, but not in the same criterion as the first case. Because by Avelis, it's even if they had Bia already, but by Nida, it's only if they didn't have Bia. But if they had Bia already, then they could stay and have Yichud together, and we're not suspicious that they're going to violate the Issa, because Karis is very stringent Issa, and therefore, since at least if they had Bia, we're not suspecting that they're going to violate that Issa. Now, this the Gemara concludes from this discussion, Lememra, what it sounds like you want to say, is that Avelis Kilalei, that it sounds like that the Issa of Avelis, of mourning, is more lax in people's eyes to violate Mi Nida, then the Isra of Nida, of a woman that's a Nida that's forbidden to her husband. Because it sounds like you're saying that by Avelis, by mourning, you don't believe him, even if they already had Bia. Whereas by Nida, by a menstruating woman, where if as long as they had Bia, you said that you do believe. So it sounds like because Isra Nida is more stringent, people are not going to, even though they're doing things which can create intimacy by being isolated together, but by Nida we're not concerned because it's a very stringent Issa, but by Avelis we are concerned, and therefore we separate them even though they had Bia already. By that the Gemara asks, V'amr b'yitzchah b'chanin amr avhunam. He said that kol malachas she'isha ois labal, all the different types of work, of activities that a woman has to do for her husband, which will be taught later on in Perek Af Al Pi. So, need the isla bala, that this actually a woman that's forbidden for intimacy with her husband, which is a nida, is forbidden. She is permitted to do all these different jobs that she does regularly for her husband. Chutz, but there are a few exceptions that she cannot do. Memezigas hakais, from pouring a cup and to be able to serve it to him. Vatzos amita, and of spreading out the bedspreads when he's there. And Varchatz's pun of Yodav Raglavan, to wash his face, his hands, and his feet. And the reason is because all these different acts are acts of endearment and of intimacy, and therefore it could bring to them having tashmish, which is forbidden for them when she's a nida, an isra of karas. So therefore, although she does everything else, but she cannot do these acts because we're concerned that it might bring them to tashmish amita. Now, ve'ilu gaba ve'ilas tanya, but that stands in contrast to by mourning, where the Brisa says as follows: Ava pisha amru ein odim rishoy locha v'sishte. Although he said that a man cannot force his wife, meaning when she's in mourning, let's say when she lost her mother or her father, the husband cannot force his wife, leis kecheles, to put on like an eyeliner, or leis pekeses, or to put on like some blush on her face, meaning some makeup. He cannot force her to do that because she's in mourning, and that's not what she does, and obviously that doesn't go together with what the halachas of Avelis are. But be'emes amr, in truth, they said, still, although she's a mourning, she could pour for him a cup, and she could spread out the bedspreads for him, she could wash his hands and his feet and his face. And obviously, we're not concerned that might come to bring to intimacy. So obviously, although by Avelis it's also forbidden for them to have intimacy, but still must be that by Avelis is more stringent, because this sounds the opposite of what we said before. Because by Nida, we are concerned, meaning it seems like that it's not so stringent for a person to come to violate it. And therefore we say that, okay, you can't do all these different things that bring to intimacy. But by Avelis, we say you could do these things that bring to intimacy. Obviously, it sounds the other way, that Avelis is more stringent. Yeah, we're not concerned. Do these things that are intimate type of things because you're not going to come to intimacy. Why not? Obviously, because that's more stringent. That contradicts what we just said before, that when it comes to the Isser Yichud, by being secluded together, that it sounded like the Nidu was more stringent and Avelis was more lax. And that's why we had to be more machmer in Avelis, to separate them versus Nida. Something more says, Loi Kasha. It's not a difficulty. And the truthfully is, as we had assumed before, as we said regarding separating them, the man from the woman, is that Avelis is more lax in people's eyes, because only rabbinic Isser, than from Nida, which is the Chi of Karas. Now, so how do we resolve this question that we're asking from this Braisa? That's not difficult because Kan, this that we learned previously, that we separate them regarding the halacha of Avelis, is talking about Avelis the day. It's talking about when his mourning, when his father died, where that's very lax because only rabbinic Isser. Therefore, he's not concerned about that Isser. He would come to violate it if he was enticed by having intimacy with his wife. And therefore, since it's only his Avelis and he'll come to violate it, that's why we say we have to separate them. But Khan, in this Bryce that we're quoting, where we said, seemingly, that because Avelis was more stringent, where we said, yeah, we're not concerned, she could pour him a cup and serve it to him, she could do these things that bring to intimacy, which sounds like obviously we're not concerned, it's talking about Avelis di da. It's talking about by harmonic. As we learned, as you see from the context of that Bryce, that it said that a man cannot force his wife. What do you mean force his wife? Obviously, it sounds like because she's in mourning, that she doesn't want to be putting on makeup in her shiva. Now, since it's about harmony, that's the reason why it says she could pour the cup and serve it to him. Because even though if she's doing things that are intimate things, which will then cause him to be enticed for her, it doesn't make a difference. Because since it's harmony, she's not going to submit herself to him. She's not going to listen to him. Because what do you mean? I'm in Shiva. I'm not going to have these things. It's forbidden. It's because she's not being enticed. He's being enticed. And therefore, that's why we said she could do the things. But really, again, Avelis is more lax. And that's why we have to be more stringent and separate them. This, that she could do things of intimacy by Avelis, is only because it's on her Avelis. Now, the Gemara asks, however, how can you say that? Because Vaha, that previous Braisa, which you're saying, is told by Avelis the day. And that's why, again, it's considered lax in his eyes, although it's his Avelis. And he might come to be over in it. But the Braisa says clearly it's told by either Avev Shel Chasen, either it's the father of the groom that died, or Ima Shel Kalogatani, or if it was the mother of the bride that passed away. So you see that even by her Avelis, it's still stringent, meaning it's a lax Isser, and that's why we have to be machmer on them. So that contradicts what we're saying over here, that by Avelis Dida, that we don't have to be machmer, and that you could be lenient and allow her to pour the drinks and do all these things. Now the Gemara says, no, that's not difficult, because Kiketani, when did we learn that previous Braisa, which we're trying to say is talking about Avelis the day that we're machmer to have them separated. So although it was speaking about the mother of the bride, that was talking about Asha'ara, regarding the other halachas, regarding, let's say, of being allowed the dispensation of putting the mess in the side room. But regarding the requirement of him sleeping among the men and her sleeping amongst the women, that was only said in regards to the Avelis of the Chasen, as we said, because by his Avelis, it's lax for him. But by her Avelis, we're not concerned because she's not going to submit herself. Now the Gemara asks on this interpretation of the Gemara to resolve this contradiction about is Avelis Mochamer or not, that we said that his Avelis we're concerned for, but her Avelis we're not. So the Gemara asks, Mishani ben Avelis di de la Avelis di da, did we really differentiate between his mourning, where we said, let's say, that we are concerned for the Isser Yichud, and we are concerned for things that might bring to Hergel Dover, because it's lax in his eyes to violate, whereas Tavelis di da, where we said that we're not concerned, and that she could do all these different things because she's not going to submit? But Vatanil in the Braisa that says, Misha Meischam Avoicha Moise, if a man has that either his father-in-law or his mother-in-law passed away, so his wife's in mourning. So in the as we said before, he cannot force his wife, he can't force her to get all dressed up, put on makeup and all these things. Rather, he has to also participate on some level. He turns over his bed, which is what the Avelim do. And he is also noig. He also acts in the form of mourning like his wife is. Now, same thing works in the other way around. So to her, that if her father-in-law or her mother-in-law, which is his parents, die, So in the Rishal, Leah's kechelis of Leah Pekes, she can't just get all dressed up. Her husband's in mourning. She can't just put on makeup and eyeliner. Ela kefa mitada, rather she turns over her bed. V'negis imaya velis, and she also acts in mourning together with him. Now, one thing we see from this b'risa is, from the fact that the b'risa doesn't say to differentiate, because it's talking about both his and her mournings, to say that when it's his avelis, that then they have to sleep separately, obviously, that it is stringent, and that there is no differentiation between the two, and that we don't have to have them sleeping separately, because it is chamer, and therefore, again, that contradicts what we said before, that it's not chamer, and therefore we do have to have them separate. So the Gemara says, no, it's not difficult. Tanei, ba'velis didei, that you should actually insert into the text when it talks about his mourning, that hu yashin bein ha'anoshim, that he has to sleep amongst the men, v'ishli sheina bein ha'anoshim, and she sleeps among the women, and that there is such a differentiation. Now the Gemara asks, how can you say that? Ha'vechein ketanei, but the Braisa says, and so too, meaning it says regarding, it talks about her mourning, and then it says, same thing regarding his mourning, it says v'chein, and so too. It sounds like that it's comparing the two, that they're the same. And so therefore, how can you say that there's a difference between Avelis Didei and Avelis Dida, and you want to say even to insert into the text, when it seems clearly from the Braisa that V'chein, that they're the same, so too, it sounds like, and everything that we said there applies there. The Gemara says, no, Kikatani, when did we learn V'chein? As we said, to answer a previous question, it's only on certain component. It's the same regarding that she's not allowed to put on makeup and eyeliner and blush and all these different things. That's why we said V'chein. But regarding all the halachas are not the same. There is a difference between Avelis Didei, which we are machmer and have them separate, whereas Avelis Dida, they were not machmer, and she could do all these things of intimacy, like making the beds and serving him his drink. Now, but the Gemara asks, but if you analyze the Braisa, it sounds like Vahai Imoy Katani. It says that she's noheges imoy Avelis, that when he's in mourning, which is Avelis Didei, so she acts in mourning with him. What does it mean with him? My love, imay b'mita, doesn't sound like meaning even together. What does it mean together? As they always are together, meaning that they sleep together in the same room, which it sounds like that even when it's his mourning, which we're saying that she acts with him in his mourning, that they are believed regarding separating from Tashmash, and that you don't have to separate them. Again, contradicting what we said before, that by his avelis is where we say that, no, they have to separate, that they're not believed. So the Gemara says, loy, no, imay with him doesn't mean with him in the same bed. Imay b'bayis, it means together with him in the same house. Now, the reason is not because of nemanis, which the Gemara had assumed in his question, because, oh, they could be together, meaning then we're not concerned they're going to have bia because they're believed. No, actually, when it says imoy, it's coming to teach a different chiddush. It's coming to say that his avelus, his mourning, is not incumbent upon her, that as the Braisa says, that she has to be mishatav, she has to also participate together with this, that's the mourning of her spouse, only in front of him, meaning imoy b'bayis, because of to honor him. It's not appropriate when the spouse is in mourning for the other one to just be doing all the regular things. So to him, her mourning is not incumbent upon him only when he's in front of her and it's for her honor. Or could amar Rav l'chibere, like Rav said to his son Chia, meaning when Chia's father-in-law had passed away, so he told him, look, ba'apa noy gavilusa, in front of your wife, when you're together in the same house where she's sitting Shiva, then you should act in mourning. But not in front of her, you don't have to act in mourning, because it's not a real avelis, it's only the avelis of the spouse. But out of respect and honor to the spouse, you should act in accordance with what she's doing, and that's what it meant, imoy. It didn't mean to say imoy, oh, that you see they could be together in seclusion. No, because by avelis today, we are machmer, they have to be separate. Ima just meant imoy babayis, meaning that that's when she has to participate together with the mourning out of respect. But when it's not in front of their spouse, they don't see, and then there's no requirement. So that was one resolution regarding the question, how do we resolve this inconsistency regarding avelis? Is it stringent? Is it not stringent? So we said in the first teretz that it depends if it's avelis didei or avelis dida. Now Rav Ashi, I mean, he says a different answer, because the question was, as we had assumed from the Gemara originally, that if they had be already this husband and wife, so regarding avelis, we said still we don't believe and they have to separate. And regarding nida, they're believed. So it sounded like the Gemara said that avelis is less chamer than nida, and that's where we're more machmer in practice to be concerned for by avelis than by nida. But the question was, we quoted a braisa that made it sound like actually that by avelis we're less concerned for. That you could even do things of intimacy because we're not concerned you're going to have bia, but by nida we are concerned, which seemingly contradicts. So Rav Ashi says, wait a second. Mikam Adamas Avelusa Dahacha, can you compare the Avelus that we're talking about in our Sugya, which talks about by Chasim Akala, where yes, it seemingly sounds like that it's lax to the bride and groom from having intimacy, that and therefore we said that we have to separate them even when they had be already. Can you ask that Lavelusa de Alma regarding halacha of general Avelus, which we said that actually to the contrary, that it sounds like Avelus is so stringent that they could even do acts of intimacy and they're not going to come to do Tashma Shamita? You can't ask, it's not a contradiction. Avelusa de Alma Chamer. You're right. In general, Avelus is very stringent with people. Mourning a close relative passed away, you could pour a drink and serve it to him and do the bedspreads, and we're not concerned that they're going to come to go ahead and do Tashma Shamita at a time like mourning. And that's why she could do all these things for him. But because people are not going to come to be disgraceful to that halacha because it's very stringent in people's eyes. However, but here regarding the mourning that we're talking about by the Chas Nakala, the brand new couple that just got married. Now, they're kiven that kilo be'rabbanan, since the rabbanan were lenient, as we brought in that brace, there are certain leniencies regarding the halachas of Avelis that apply in this case where the father or the chasn or the mother kala died right before the chasn is about to happen. So therefore, we're concerned that asi lizal zulebe, that maybe they're going to become to be more lax in this halacha of Avelis, because already we were made certain leniencies and dispensations for them. And that's why we're concerned that even though they had bia, they might still do bia again, but there's halacha of Avelis, so therefore we said you have to separate them. But that has nothing to do with the general halachas of Avelis. Generally, that when there's no leniency regarding Avelis, of course they're going to be machmer, and therefore it would be even more stringent than the halacha of Nida, as we said regarding the things that a wife does for her husband. But here, by the Nuchas and Kala, where we made certain leniencies, we might take it a step too far, and that's where we have to separate Chas and Kala. Now the Gemara wonders, my kulo, what leniency was over here that we said they might take it too far? If it's because, as we said, even though the relative, the father or the mother had died, and still we say they are having bia, and only then do they separate, and then they bury. So you see that even though there's an element of avelus over here, still we gave certain dispensations for them having bia, so they might come to do it even throughout the days of Shiva. That's not a raya, because hasam mishum d'lechala love avelus. That's not a leniency in avelus that they had. That's because Avelis never started then. Because either Ilul Rebbe Eliezer, whether you hold like Rebbe Eliezer that holds at Shriyatsim and Pesach Abayis, that the mourning, the Avelis only starts when the corpse leaves the house, which they didn't do over here, they just put the corpse in the side room. Or Ilul Rebbe Yeshua, even the hold like Rebbe Yeshua, at Shriyatsim Agayil, it's only when the covering of the coffin of the corpse was finally covered over, that's when it starts. But neither of these things happen yet. Now, this machlekes or Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua is in Masechtas Mayit Katan. But be that as it may, that's not a dispensation of certain leniency we had in Avelis. It's just that Avelis never happened. So why are we suspicious of the Chas and Kala that they might come to have Bia even during the times of Avelis? So Ella, rather, Diktani, the leniency was, as we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Noig Shivizi Mehamishta, Va'achakach Noig Shivizi Mehavelis. The leniency is that although the person was buried, and yet still we allow them to have their 7 days of celebration, of feasting, of the Sheva Brachas, and only then to have the 7 days of Shiva. So that's a leniency in Avelis, because generally Avelis is, if someone died, you first bury, and therefore first you have Shiva, and then you have the Shiva Simiha Mishnah. And the fact that we first allowed that, so the Chas and Kala are looking at it as more lax in the sense of, look, we're able to have Sheva Brachas, besides, let's say, Tashma Shamita, we're allowed to do everything, public display, we're not acting in mourning, and therefore, since there's that leniency in the halachas of Avelis that generally they would have, so they might come to take it a step too far, and even though they already had Bia once before the person was buried, they might come to do it again during the times of these 14 days. And that's why they were machmer to require them to be able to separate. But again, according to this teretz, it wouldn't make a difference if it's Avelis Didei or Avelis Dida. It's just because of this concern of they wouldn't be allowed to have Yichud because in this context there was a certain dispensation, so they might go ahead and take it too far and then have Bia. So therefore we required, as we said in the Braisa, even though they already Baal, to have Hu Yashin Bin Hanashim, V'hi Yashena Bin Hanashim.